The Acquest Podcast, funds industry conversations.
Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome to the Acquest Podcast. We're back after our summer hiatus, and it does feel like a while since we've done a podcast, but here we are. And for the first podcast back, we're going to be talking Basis Point. Basis Point is the funds industry charity, and I'm delighted to be joined by Emer Cowie, one of the founding members and luminaries of Basis Point. Thanks for joining me, Emer.
Thanks very much, Danny, for having me.
Well, the reason that we're talking Basis Point now particularly is because there's quite a big, one of your big annual events coming up next week, the annual Golf Classic. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But I just wanted to know a little bit more about what it is that Basis Point does, how it came about, how people can get involved and that kind of stuff. So from your own perspective, Emer, what's your own background?
Danny, a lawyer by background. I've been working in the asset management business, I suppose, as long as yourself. Worked with Invesco and Pioneer on the product development side. Have been very involved with Irish funds over the years, being on council and acted as a chairman. And the last 13 years, hopefully not unlucky 13, I've been an independent director.
So you're in the iNed business.
Yes.
And that gave you time then to go about setting up a charity.
Yes, absolutely. So Adrian Waters, that many of your listeners will know as well, another iNed. It was his idea. He mentioned to me, you know, we really felt it was about 6 years ago, and Ireland was, you know, not doing so well. It was really in a depression, and we felt we were very fortunate being part of the asset management industry, and we wanted to see could we do something to try and help. Initially, we thought we'd, you know, organise an event or something, but when we started talking to educators and some of the fund service providers about their CSR programs, we were quickly encouraged to try and do something more long term and have a more strategic focus. And so we felt that we'd like to try and focus on education, because we felt that everybody in this business has benefited from a good education. And we decided we wanted to try and help young people who are disadvantaged.
And the charity's grown phenomenally in the 6 years. Like, it's got quite a high profile now. They get a lot of people know about and what it does.
Yes.
Which is very pleased.
We are really. I mean, it's been a huge effort from everybody. It's we've been absolutely amazed and delighted with the reception and the way companies and individuals have opened their arms and embraced it. It's a huge collective effort, and I really would like to thank everybody who has helped in that effort through volunteering their time, becoming a patron, and we have really enjoyed it. I mean, I think everybody who has got involved with it has got something out of it, and we've had very good times.
Just have to build community spirit in.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got to know many, many more people than I never knew before, and people have said that to me. It's a great way to get to know those in the funds industry, to network and to interact with people, not in a business sense. And we've raised 1.6 million over the years.
Wow.
And we now support six charities that I can tell you a little bit about in a moment.
Two, yeah.
We started off focusing our efforts in Dublin, but we now really follow the footprint of the investment fund industry around the country. So we're helping charities that do work in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Wexford, Kilkenny, Waterford, Galway.
So, and are they all education focused?
Absolutely. We really try and offer education and early intervention for children, really trying to help them from cradle to career is what we say. So we're supporting projects that help preschool children right up to trying to encourage access and for children to continue on into third level education.
Yeah.
So it's right up really from 2-year-olds to, you know, 20 plus.
So at the Basis Point spring lunch, which I think was in the summer, but anyway, there was a couple of young students from Mallow, I think they were, that did a presentation on a little business that they had set up during transition year, I guess.
That's
where
right.
They were making figures that you could have bespoke ones made for the top of your
That's
wedding
right.
cake and this
That's
kind of
right.
stuff.
That's right. So they, Feroiga are one of our six partners, and they came through a Feroiga program that for them would have helped them over a year develop a business idea and develop a business plan and put that into practice, help them create these figures. They told me that their teacher was getting married and was trying to find a very bespoke figure for her wedding cake. I think she was into Fujitsu or something, and she couldn't get it. So she had said it was very difficult to get, and they developed this idea. But that program is delivered through DESH schools, so disadvantaged schools, and also community organizations. And it really is, it's delivered in transition year, but it's delivered to children that really wouldn't have had the benefit of such a well-organized professional organization like Veroica. And it's called their NIFTY program, Network for Young Entrepreneurs. So it gives children like that, it's not a sort of a little enjoyable program that really produces nothing, but it gives them a lot of confidence. It helps them develop their full potential. It gives them access to adults who they go along and they get judged, a little bit like a Dragon's Den situation. So they get a lot out of it. They really do, and it helps their confidence.
They were very impressive. I thought they spoke very fluently in front of a very large crowd of strangers and what have you. I thought they did a great job.
And they certainly did.
They were very motivated then to start their own business a little bit down the line, or you could see it maybe lit a fire.
Exactly. It just gave them that little boost, that little sort of intervention. They really enjoyed it. I mean, they were very professional. They spoke absolutely wonderfully. And they said they had done the research and they felt the Veroica program was really good and they selected it. So they were very impressive. A lot of people felt they were absolutely wonderful on the day.
And do you get to see much firsthand of how the funds raised make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did a video. I was down on Sheriff Street with one of the videos we did. We were able to go into classrooms, speak to teachers, and the stories we hear and the way that we hear that our programs have really helped children who have many talents, but they get an extra intervention from these programs. I mean, I think one of the programs I really love is the early learning initiative, the parent childhood program that sends school home visitors into the communities, into the families of preschool children, and they visit twice a week, and they really help parents who may not have had a strong education themselves. They bring them books and they bring them numeracy toys, and they demonstrate to the parents what would the optimal way of interacting with their children would be. So they sit down on the floor with them, they turn off the TV, they show them how they should turn the pages of a book and point out colours, and it really does so much for the whole community, because we've had feedback that it helps keep family units together. I mean, fathers are very frequently involved in these programmes in the homes. It helps. It gives a source of income to the home visitors. Most of them have come from their community themselves, and some of them now have gone on to third level education because of this work. Because it's shown them how wonderful and the importance of education at such an early stage. So it helps.
So could a future fund lawyers or regulators or
heaven help us. But that's the idea. That's the idea.
It must be very rewarding to see that.
It really is. Looking back. There's many people involved, as I say, Adrian, myself, there's lots of others who've put in hours and hours, like Declan O'Sullivan.
Oh, gosh.
And,
can't do this podcast not mention Declan.
I'm sure he'd love to be here with us, Danny. And, Clive Bellows and Denise Kinsella and Paul McNaughton, Owen Fitzgerald. There's so many people. I mean, we have, I think there's maybe 300, 350 companies and individuals who contribute to us and become patrons and supporters of Basis Point. And there's many, many more. And these people are not just in Ireland. They're part, some of them are from our client companies, and they have a real connection with Ireland. And every time they come over, they want to know how Basis Point has grown and the impact of their donation. So it's really wonderful.
And how does Basis Point raise funds then? I suppose the more you make, the more you can do.
Yeah, I mean, it does come down to the nitty-gritty of money. So we have a sort of an annual contribution, so people become patrons. patrons, and I know yourself and Aquest have signed up, and thank you very much. So people become patrons, either individuals or corporates, and also we have added on a supporter program to help those more at an entry level. And the people commit to an annual contribution, and for an individual it's €1,000 a year, and corporates start at about €2,000 a year. So that all that money, I'd like to say 100% of it goes directly to our grantees, so we don't take anything out of that. And we organise then some events like the golf event, like the lunch, to raise funds to run our operating costs. So that's the model. We felt that if the charities were looking for us to provide annual contributions, that it was terribly important then for us to organise our funding on an annual basis.
Yeah. Yeah, so no liquidity mismatch.
Exactly. The bank, central bank, would be very happy.
All of our number one objectives in life is to keep the central bank very happy. Let's wrap up by talking about how people can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I mentioned, Danny, you know, people can visit our website, obviously, basepoint.ie, and become a patron, become a supporter, volunteer to help us, you know, get involved, and generally spread the word. I think there's not many companies and individuals in the asset management industry that haven't heard about Basepoint, but we've been particularly, we can't leave a podcast of yours without talking about Brexit.
This is good.
A lot of, obviously, as you know, Mancos and MiFID firms have set up offices here in Ireland, and they've really embraced Basepoint. So we're particularly spreading the word. We've been meeting with a lot of those Mancos and MiFID firms, and they have staff on the ground here, and you know, they're all looking to get involved in local CSR efforts. So
that's great.
We're really delighted that
great to bring them into the community.
Absolutely, bring them into the community. And Danny, thanks very much for speaking to me today.
Thanks for coming along.
Danny,
great to hear.
I hope your first drive in Milltown goes very well. I'll be particularly looking out for it.
Oh Lord! Well, that I'm going to wrap up by just mentioning that accompanying this podcast is a bonus podcast where I'm talking to Leo Hines, who's the head pro in Kalina Golf Club, and he's giving us some tips for those golfers who haven't seen their golf clubs since the Basepoint golf event last year, some tips on how to get the ball off the first tee. So the pressure is on, but we're looking forward to it. Thanks very much for your time. We'll catch you next time on the Equest podcast.
Thank you, Danny.
The Equest podcast, funds industry conversations.